The Keep of Loches, with its towers and walls, becomes a royal prison in the middle of the 15th century. Since that time, those held there have engraved messages and poems, drawn in chalk or painted coats of arms, decorative elements and portraits. The walls of this room tell the tale of the penalties paid by those who dared defy the authority of the king. From important families, members of the nobility or of the clergy, they fight the boredom and despair of their predicament, sometimes by quoting the Bible, sometimes by quoting the great works of classical antiquity. Listen to this. Dixit incipiens in corde suo, non est de Dios, initiens sapiente timor domini. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's taken from Psalm 14 of the Book of Psalms of David, and from Psalm 111. Dixisse me aliquando penituit, tequisse numquam. I have often repented speaking, but never holding my tongue, is a verse from Xenocrates. Quidquid deleron reges, plectonto equive, sedicione, dolis, scelere, atque libidine et ira. Whenever kings make mistakes, it's the Greeks who suffer. We only see sedition, deceit, crime, covetousness and wrath, is a verse from Horace. Inc me, prima male labes, inc sampa ulixis, minibus terere novis. Hence arose the first symptom of my misery. Henceforth Ulysses was always terrifying me with new accusations, is a quotation from Virgil's The Aeneid. No shortage of coded messages then for the informed reader. This culture of belles lettres, the fruit of an aristocratic education, reflects the ideas of a society where academic knowledge was thought to forge the worthy. Is that an opinion you share?